The words of our Lord today remind me of the testimony of the soldiers, the guards who went to apprehend him and came back and reported, "No one has ever spoken like that man speaks." We listen to the words of our Lord. "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me." This is his union with the Father. And then he explains how he did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. He did not come for condemnation that first time, but for salvation. Now, another translation, the New Vulgate, actually says, "Judge. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." And both of them have their advantages, both translations. You know, the "I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world" really expresses the mercy of the Savior. Like St. Faustina says, "Now is the time for mercy." Okay? But when we use the word "judge," that kind of makes us call to mind the two comings of Christ. He comes the first time as the merciful Savior, but he will come the second time as the just judge, as we say in the Creed, that he will come to judge the living and the dead. And again, as St. Faustina says, "Now is the time for mercy. Later is the time for justice." So this is why it's so important that humanity take advantage now. Okay, now is the time for conversion and salvation. And our Lord says, "The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day." That calls to mind when our Lord said about the apostles, when they go out to baptize and to preach, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." Because this message that is being proclaimed is the truth. And everyone receives sufficient grace to embrace that truth. And so we see in the first reading, the men of God, these men moved by the Holy Spirit, Barnabas and Saul, but also others in the church at Antioch. There were prophets and teachers, each given different graces and a different vocation by the Holy Spirit to fulfill their role in building up the body of Christ. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. They were all worshiping the Lord and fasting. And the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." You see that? There is the vocation. The Holy Spirit calling each and every person to fulfill a different role, to complete a different mission, but all for the same end, the glory of God and the salvation of souls. And notice that these men who are inspired by the Holy Spirit and receive their calling, these are all men who are in union with Peter as head of the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.